Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, the South Carolina Farmer of the Year has been named and will represent South Carolina at the Sunbelt Ag Expo coming up here in just the next few days.
Our winner this year is Kent McLeod from over in Mackby, and he will represent us this next week down at the Expo. And frankly, I think Kemp has an excellent chance, given the diversity of the operation and the way he's involved in things, and I think is everything that that award looks for. So I'm real optimistic about his chances.
Let's talk a little bit about his farming operation.
Well, Kemp, like myself, he's fourth generation to farm right at that same location, and he has his son Spencer there with him, so that's the fifth generation. Kemp finished Clemson in 1976, a couple of years ahead of myself finishing at Carolina, so he's a couple of years older than me and got a degree in agronomy, went back with his father. But from that time on, they have really diversified, growing 22 different peach and strawberry and pumpkin varieties, and then also row crop for crop rotation. Quite an operation there, and especially if you go and see the operation there outside of Mackby with the restaurant and the peach stand and everything else, the store that they have operating, and the number of people that go in there is tremendous.
Now, they also have a couple of festivals there on the farm as well, don't they?
Yeah, you're right. They'll have a corn maze. It's sort of the anchor of the fall festivals that they put on, and I think they'll have probably about 8,000 people come through there. I've visited it a couple of times, and he always is very proud of his emblem that he does. So this year, I think he did South Carolina's a championship state, honoring the Clemson football team, the Carolina women's team, as well as the Coastal Carolina baseball team from last year. All of that in a corn maze, I think it's a good chance of getting lost in there.
Yeah, I would certainly think so. He will be judged against other state winners, as you mentioned, next week in Moultrie, Georgia.
That's right. I think each of the nine states have a winner, and they are judged based on their operations and their farming activities. So again, you know, we've had two winners 20-plus years ago, Ronnie Stevenson from Chester, and then not too long ago, James Cooley from Chesney won. So, again, I like Kemp's chances for us. Certainly going to be there to support him, as he really exemplifies what we're looking for in agriculture. That is family-oriented, a great base of an operation, but showing that entrepreneurial spirit that we really applaud in agriculture.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.